Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
A little self-care can go a long way, especially amidst the hustle and bustle of the holidays. That's where Vegamore comes in. Trusted by millions, Vegamore is all about giving your hair the love and care it deserves. With their vegan and cruelty-free formulas, you can nourish and revitalize your strands while indulging in some much-needed pampering. Because let's face it, who couldn't use a bit more me time this time of year? Go to vegamore.com/ACAST, code ACAST. That's VEGAMOUR.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
Welcome, everybody. Josh assures me that this week is going to be an exciting episode.
Oh, buddy, we're going extra large with this one. We're going to the top.
Supersized,
because today we are doing giants.
Giant, real giants.
From the shoulders of giants, my friend. Also known as the children of Uranus.
Okay. I've done a few giant ones, but...
Yeah, so apparently giants are actually kind of known as the children of Uranus back in the day. But I'm not going to touch on that too much. I just wanted to say it because I thought it would be funny to say the children of Uranus.
Fair play. The only thing I've really known about giants is like old like folklore from England. There was one from my end of the country over in Shropshire where I grew up. Where there's a hill called the Wrekin in the middle of nowhere, all flat around it, but this hill that just rises up out of the ground in between Shrewsbury and Telford, and it's said that a giant created it because he wanted to flood the town of Shrewsbury, so he got a massive shovel of earth, started walking to Shrewsbury, and then he met like a cobbler or something on the way who told him it was miles away, and he'd worn out all his shoes coming from Shrewsbury, and the giant was like, oh, well, hell with that then, it's too far, and he just dumped his load of soil down, and that created the Wrekin. So that's my contribution. That's all I know about giants.
You know what? With the research I've done, mate, that's not too far-fetched, to be fair.
Yeah. Okay, well, educate me, Josh. Educate me.
Well, giants spread across the globe with folklore.
Yeah.
Folklore is not pinpointed to one place with giants.
Oh, they're all over, are they?
Pretty much every country in the world, man. It is, apart from little islands, you know. But
well, they wouldn't fit on a little island, would they?
Exactly. But, I mean, Hawaii, there's supposedly been giants. But
Hawaii's probably... I mean, it's a fair size island.
Yeah, it's not a little island, is it? But, well, let's get the boring stuff out of the way, as we always do when it's my turn to do it. I just get the boring stuff out of the way. So
skip on for the next 5 minutes if you don't
want to. If you already know what a giant is, yeah, you can skip forward a few minutes. But for anyone who doesn't know what a giant is, giants are beings of human-like appearance, but are huge in size and strength. The word giant comes from the Greek word gigantes. It was first dated back to 1297 from Robert of Gloucester's.
Yeah, okay.
But that's just the word in 1297.
Yeah, yeah.
Giants actually date back anywhere between 400 million years ago.
Wow.
And it's very unlikely, but some scientists say even up to a billion years ago. Now, that will make sense later on.
Okay. I'll trust you on this one. It's tingling up my nerves there, but I'll trust you on this one.
So most people's perception of giants tend to be dim-witted ogres, sometimes said to eat humans or livestock.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got, Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yeah.
He was like an antagonist.
He went up there and, antagonized the giant and came back with a golden goose, didn't he?
He did. So that's the most people's perception is like this big, angry...
Fee-fi-fo-fum and all that.
But then you have got cases like Roald Dahl portrayed giants as intelligent and friendly. And...
Well, not always. The BFG was intelligent and friendly, but his counterparts weren't quite so friendly.
No, but, well, yeah, I suppose in some cases, in some folklore, and there's not a lot, most of it is this big, scary, antagonist, but in some cases, giants can actually interbreed into human families and have children.
Supersized babies.
And they're known as half-giants.
Fair enough.
Babies.
Yeah.
And a female giant is called a giantess. Now, there's not much to go into other than they're pretty much the same as giants, but female. So, so if anyone out there is trying to fight for equality of giants...
And a baby giant is like a giant, but not giant.
Yeah. So I'm going to start off back in the day. So we're talking biblical times.
Okay.
And giants were actually first mentioned in the book of Genesis 6:4, if anyone wants the specific.
Okay. Are you going to do a Bible reading now? You're going to tell
what
it says?
I am. Yeah. So the book of Genesis 6:4 tells stories of the Nephilim. I think that's how you say it. Nephilim?
Nephilim. Yeah.
Which translates to giant from Hebrew Bible, or from the Hebrew Bible. Moses sent spies into Canaan, and the spies came back, and they said, and I quote from the Bible, "We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. All the people we saw there are giant-sized. We saw the Nephilim there. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." So there you go. That's the first bit in Genesis. So then contradicting, I had to mention this because it's the book of Joshua. Get in there.
Yeah.
So doing my research on giants.
This David and Goliath.
Pirate.
Sorry.
Stop. That's the next page.
Sorry. Got in your head there tonight. Sorry.
The book of Joshua describing the actual conquest of Canaan in later generations make no reference to such people living there. So apparently Moses and the spies saw these giants, but then generations later, the book of Joshua, you know, they said there's no signs of giants there.
Well, we've got to trust a Josh, don't we?
I mean, are you going to pick a Josh over a Moses? How many people are called Moses these days?
Well, I don't know, but Josh is prone to getting his facts wrong.
I am. And also, in the Bible... Joshua in the Bible is, I think the most famous thing he did in the Bible is God told him to circumcise other men as a reward.
What an accolade for
leading the Israelites to something like that. I remember reading it years ago. Don't quote me on it because I'm definitely wrong about that, but something to do with circumcision. So the Bible also tells of Gog and Magog, who later entered European folklore as David and Goliath.
Ah, okay.
So retellings of the biblical narrative say Goliath was around 10'3" And in European folklore, it ranges up to 12 feet 2 inches.
Fair enough, yeah. Twice as high as an average man.
Yeah. But also, for a giant, you kind
was
of it,
sorry, was this still in Joshua?
No. I couldn't find which part of the Bible this was.
Okay. I'm sure someone out there will let us know.
Yeah. So no, I was
my
just
dad probably let us know.
I was just making a point that Moses said there was giants, Joshua said there wasn't, and then a different part of the Bible
actually has a giant in it.
Yeah, it talks about David and Goliath. However, Jewish historian Flavius Josephus and the Dead Sea Scrolls give Goliath's actual height as 8'6".
Okay.
I mean, the Dead Sea Scrolls, they're kind of known, aren't they?
They're very well known, yeah. They're kind of like an, I wouldn't say alternative, kind of like a backup to the Bible, if you like.
Ah, I don't actually know what the Dead Sea Scrolls are. I've heard of them, but I don't actually know.
Yeah, they are just more historic documents that kind of back up some of the events within the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Same as like for the early Bible, that is, and then you've got like the Gnostic Gospels for the New Testament, the story of Jesus and stuff. Mm-hmm. The Gnostic Gospels tell more of his life as a normal man. Same way the Dead Sea Scrolls tell more of the historic facts of the Old Testament. You know.
Oh, okay, so there's the Dead Sea Scrolls are basically saying that giants weren't that big; they were most likely.
Well, he might have been a dwarf
six.
Giant.
Oh, that's
an oxymoron, isn't it?
It is. So I thought that's the Bible where it kind of started. And then I've just got a few examples in history of giants. So you've got Haik, H-A-Y-K. Haik was known as the founder of the Armenian state, a race of giants who helped build and construct the Tower of Babel.
Oh, right. Okay.
Which we're definitely going to have to cover the Tower of Babel on a different podcast because I've mentioned it,
yeah,
but there's so much into it, and it's such a cool concept.
Did we not mention Tower of Babel and Lost Cities as well?
I don't think it was Lost City, but we have mentioned it before somewhere. But I won't go into it, but the Tower of Babel, from what I read, is like a huge city kind of building tower that goes all the way up to the heavens, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, I remember where I mentioned it now. It was on one of the moon things. You remember that big spiky thing that came off the moon? That was also called the Tower of Babel.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
And apparently that's the Tower of Babel is the reason why there's different languages around the world. But we'll get into that. This isn't a podcast about the Tower of Babel, but very interesting.
It might be letting you take a episode on the Tower of Babel.
Hell yeah,
since you've already
I'll do
done
that.
Half the research for it.
So another example is it's kind of in the same kind of story. So Mount Nemrut is known to have received its name from an Armenian tradition in which Nimrod was killed by an arrow shot by Haik during a massive battle between two rival armies of giants to the southeast of Lake Van, which is in Turkey.
Sorry, there was an actual guy called Nimrod.
Yes. Yeah. So, there's an actual giant called Nimrod.
And so that distracted me so much, I forgot what you were saying.
Oh, that's all right. I suppose it's different, isn't it? Because I'd done the research, so I first laughed at it when I read it.
Yeah.
I'm over it, yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah, the guy's name was Nimrod.
What a name. That's brilliant.
So,
he was shot with an arrow, yeah?
Yeah, so he was shot by an arrow.
The other giant.
By the other giant, yeah. And that was in Turkey. So that created a mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've got another example here. The Basque giants stand for the Basque people who refused to convert to Christianity. So they lived an old lifestyle in the forest and held ancient techniques and wisdom that was unknown to Christians. And they would build huge stone structures to let their presence known. So this was a group in
Spain?
Yes, I believe it was when I done the research. It was in Spain. So they're called the Basque Giants.
Fair enough,
but
yeah.
I read that as kind of like a reference to not necessarily giants, but when I was reading it, it was more of like, there's a group of people. They didn't want to convert to Christianity. So this kind of folklore story was kind of based on
constructed
giants.
Constructed for it, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning.
Worth a mention, yeah.
So then we've got this one you would have heard of. I didn't know his real name. So I'm going to say his real name once and then just refer to him by the name that everybody knows.
Okay, yeah.
So Polyphemus, also known as Cyclops.
Yeah, the one-eyed giant.
The one-eyed giant. The son of Poseidon and, I think I've written this down, Thusa in Greek mythology.
Yeah.
His name means many-voiced or very famous. Classic writers say Cyclops was a successful lover and skilled musician. So fair there enough. You go. Yeah. There's a little fact about Cyclops.
Yeah, I guess one eye is very attractive to female giants.
Yeah, what was weird is when, obviously no one's got actual pictures of Cyclops because we're talking millions of years ago and stuff, right? But
well, it's like thousands of years ago.
But all the pictures that I saw, apart from the ones that were cartoons of like just one eye.
Leela.
Yeah, Leela from Futurama. A lot of them was like just a really large man that still had normal eye sockets, but they were like, there was skin going over them then had an eye on top. So it was almost like, oh, he used to have two eyes, but now he just uses this one. So I can't work that out.
I'm sure I've actually seen a video somewhere online of a baby that was born with Cyclops
syndrome.
And it is weird watching the nose disappear underneath a central eye because it just doesn't look natural, does it?
Yes, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah?
I think it was in India.
It had some really rare
disease.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's the way I always pictured the Cyclops or Polyphemus. Same as Leela, you know, nose stuck underneath this massive just eye.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure The Simpsons done like an old story of David and Goliath, and that was the same thing. It was like looked kind of what you're describing.
Yeah, they might have done
one eye in the middle. And I mean, Cyclops, there's not really. Well, I mean, there is history there, but I've got to kind of go through all the giants and stuff.
Yeah, but it's more part of the mythology, isn't it?
Yes, everyone knows Cyclops. He's a famous character. But also to shout out to all my nerds out there, Cyclops from X-Men. He's the real OG of Cyclops. So, and then we've got Chilean giants in the country of Chile.
We are covering some of this globe, aren't we?
Oh, we are, mate. And we haven't even reached the best parts yet. So I said this is boring, but I mean, I'm trying to liven it up because this is just like little tidbits.
Really entertaining, to be honest. So
Chilean giants are said to play with ships, moving them from port to port, and when laying down, they could reach from the mountains to the sea.
Oh, right. Okay. Big giants.
Big giants. And also in Chile, folklore. If a person manages to watch the giant while he works in the mountains collecting riches, the human would be blessed by good luck for the rest of their life.
They're watching a giant gather riches in the mountains, it's not really luck, is it? They just go along behind him picking up the bits that he missed.
Hey, man. I don't write the folklore, right? I just put in...
It's good fortune, not necessarily good luck. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I agree with you, but, you know, who are we to say the Chilean people and their folklore is a grey area,
Well, more power to them, you know. They have their beliefs.
And the last one I've got here is Jason and the Argonauts.
Oh, right, didn't they escape on giant sheep or something, strapping themselves to the giant sheep bellies?
Now, I remember that, right? Because it was a film, wasn't it, Jason and the Argonauts? I'm sure it was like that weird animation kind of thing. Or am I getting this wrong? Is there lots of stories about Jason and the Argonauts?
Well, this is the thing. I think it gets confused. Because I'm not sure if Jason the Argonauts get confused with Ulysses, who is also known as Odysseus.
Too confusing for me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I wonder if Jason is just a westernised name for that, and it's all the same...
Oh, right, yeah, I'm with you.
It's all the same story, the same person.
See, because the way... When I came across this, like, little fact kind of... Oh, can't be fact, because it's folklore, but you know what I mean? When I came across this bit of information... It was almost as if, like, Jason and the Argonauts was a bit like a comic book series, and they just had different adventures and stuff. Because I don't remember this in the film. I don't remember hearing this story. But
I think if you went and studied the original story of Odysseus,
yeah,
as it was originally, you would find that it's got a lot more than what the film includes in it. Okay. You know, and they got, like, Medusa and all that sort of thing in it.
But, remember Medusa, because she comes back up.
Well, she will do if you're talking about Jason and the Argonauts, isn't she?
So Jason and the Argonauts landed on an island where, I'm going to butcher this, Geganese resided. They are giants with six arms, Geganese.
Right, okay. Yeah.
The Argonauts fought them, unknowingly leaving Hercules on the island to fight them, but then returned to help Hercules fight the six-armed giants off. Just a little story that I came across.
Hercules, the strongest man in the world, needed Jason and his Argonauts to
to give him a hand.
Fair enough.
They must have been tricky with six arms. So that's pretty much all the kind of old little stories I got for you. And now we kind of...
That's all folklore.
That's all folklore.
Myth.
Yeah, the history of the name
now
giant.
Now we're going to move on to, like, the meat and bones and actual possible real...
Boy, have I got some meat and bones for you, my friend. So I've only got two pages left, but...
Well, if it contains bones, then we're good. We're golden, man.
We're going to get into this. So, cool, mate, where do I start? So...
At the top there.
So I'll give you this little kind of sciencey story that I will warn you, unfortunately... It has been debunked, but I need to include this because you kind of have to play devil's avocado.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we can't be like, oh, here's all this folklore. Here's all this other kind of sciencey bits and myths. They're 100% real. I've got to chuck in a little bit of negativity and kind of.
Okay. Yeah.
So this has actually been proved to be debunked. But some people still believe that it is real and it's kind of like a cover-up.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
So in 1613, some people digging near the ruins of a castle in Dauphine, in a field which by tradition had long been called the Giant's Field. And at a depth of 18 feet, they discovered a brick tomb. It was 30 feet long, 12 feet wide, and 8 feet high. On which a grey stone had the words Theotobocus Rex. Now, when the tomb was opened, they found...
Sounds like a dinosaur.
Well, when they opened the tomb, they found an entire human skeleton, 25 and a half feet long, 10 feet wide from the shoulders, and 5 feet deep from the breast to the back.
Fair
so
play.
That's what they found in this tomb. The teeth were the size of an ox's foot, and the shin bone alone measured 4 feet in length.
That's big, yeah?
Mm-hmm. So the bones were displayed in Paris by Pierre Mazurier, a surgeon who claimed to be one of the finders of these bones.
Is that proved, then? Were they actually displayed?
They were displayed.
Yeah.
I don't know if I couldn't find if they still are to this day.
I'm just wondering because you obviously mentioned that it's been debunked and wondering if the portion size has maybe been sensationalized or you know whether it's just an entire made up story. I mean, if there were bones display,
yeah.
Then that kind of gives it a little bit of credibility, doesn't it?
So this is a real grey area. So this is why people still think that there could be truth behind it. And
right.
So essentially you've literally got people split down the middle. Is you know how when we had dinosaurs and I think it was like the Triceratops and stuff, I think we spoke about it.
Yeah, where we weren't there sure was, if the bones were going in the right order or whatever, yeah.
So these bones were allegedly in the shape of a human,
yeah.
With, you know, so it wasn't like a complete skull, but you had like the eye sockets and the bones were in a way that it looked human.
Okay.
So when they actually in later on. So
this was in a tomb as well.
This was in a tomb.
So they were actually placed there.
Yes.
So if it was a hoax, then it is definite hoax, because if you're taking like elephant bones and passing them off as shin bones for a giant human, potentially, I've just got on your head again, haven't I?
You're in my head, mate. What, out of all the animals, why elephant?
Because they've got big long legs.
Damn it, man.
And they're giants, aren't they?
Well done, pirate, because a zoologist called Henry Marie Ducare analysed the bones and concluded that they could be from a mastodon. And then a paleontologist called Leonard Ginsberg reached the same conclusion and said it was an extinct ancient elephant. So, yeah, you did get in my head, and that's that.
I'm sorry. But there's a lot of other bones that,
yeah, yeah,
that create a human body. We've got, what, just shy of 300 bones or something in the human body, is it? Or something like that?
No idea.
I don't know. I know that there's a lot. And if you're trying to pass off a giant skeleton, like obviously you said maybe not all of the skull was there,
mm-hmm,
but you've still got to make a hell of a lot of other bones. Where do you get them all from?
Well, yeah.
And how do you arrange them to make them actually look like a natural human corpse?
Yeah, that's the weird thing. And then that, I will get onto it later on. I will come back to that, because I remember...
that's intriguing me. Because I got in your head there.
No,
I could see the potential for how it was faked.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, particularly with modern technology and stuff, DNA and research and stuff that goes into that, you'd easily be able to take like the rib and say, oh, that was from a rhinoceros, and then the leg bone, say, oh, that was from an elephant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how long would it actually take you to go around finding all the separate bone? And like the hip bone. A hip mm-hmm. bone is very, very yeah. unique to humans, or at least the primates.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to create a body that's 25 foot long?
Yeah, 25 and a half feet long.
That hip bone is going to be massive. It's because there's nothing on
Earth. Size of a car, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's nothing on Earth that's going to have a hip bone resembling a human bone
yeah.
scaled up to that size.
Which is why some people still believe, like, maybe they're just trying to cover it up.
This is why I wanted to know, you know, if it was true that the bones were on display, you know, and how much of that skeleton was left over and actually displayed.
Yes.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in and so good. Thousands of winter deals are in Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
Because we get the latest trends for way less.
Because I've been looking for these.
Because the best deals go fast.
Save big with up to 60% off. Sam Edelman, Sorel, Free People, Cole Haan, and more cold weather finds. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
That's the odd thing is I couldn't find anything to say that it was still on display in Paris.
I doubt
it is, because we're talking, yeah, what, 1613?
Yeah, yeah.
1600. So, I mean, it's probably long gone by now. But that is very interesting how, you know, when I read it, it said it was a human skeleton, 25, in a tomb.
Yeah.
So exactly. Why would you have a tomb for an elephant, and an elephant would be completely different? Like, surely, like you say, displaying the bones.
And like the whole, like, the practical joke of it is kind of lost, isn't it?
Yeah.
You go around and picking up elephant bones and other bones from other things and stick it in a tomb and go, ha, that'll fool them. Whenever it gets dug up, it might be in 200 years from now. I don't know. I'm not going to be laughing at them then, am I?
You know? It's extreme prank.
Yeah. It's pointless.
It's like that's that old saying, isn't it, about the guy that plants a tree that he'll never sit underneath, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a prank that they'll never get a laugh from.
Yeah.
So this is the bit of the podcast where it's a bit more kind of conversational, and I wanted some of your opinions and things.
Oh, okay.
So, giants have been found on cavemen drawings. This is what makes when I said at the start, like 400 million years ago and stuff, giants were depicted in...
I'm not sure 400 million years is a realistic timeline. I mean, that is literally going way back to before the dinosaur, you know. We're talking like crustaceans are about all that was living on Earth. And yes, there would have been deep ocean gigantism.
Mm-hmm.
But on land, you know, life had barely started making a living on land.
Yeah, in some of the research I saw, and it said, and I quote, giants have been around since before the dinosaurs.
Giant humans.
Yeah,
even though humans didn't evolve until around about 100,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you could be saying, Josh, this is debunked already. Oh, no, not yet, my friend. You wait.
Okay. So, I'm still skeptical on the 400 million years.
So not only were giants found in cavemen drawings and hieroglyphics as well in the Egyptian times,
mm-hmm.
A giant footprint was found in Africa on the side of a mountain that measured 8 feet tall. This estimated to be a 27-foot tall giant. And this is the one that they estimated was 400 million years old because of the footprint. And it was found in 1912.
Oh, so it's like a fossilized sort of footprint
in
like sedimentary rock, I would imagine.
Yeah, and when you see the picture online, please type in 1912 giant footprint.
I will probably find the picture for the video version. Here's the picture.
Yeah. Insert picture now. It's on the side of a mountain. And it does actually look like a foot has been pressed. You see all the individual toes? It's absolutely huge. And not only that, there's dirt pushed up onto like the big toe kind of thing, as if someone has actually taken a step. You know how like...
You can see the way that the pressure has morphed the ground around it and compressed it and pushed it around.
And they've done tests on the soil and the actual footprint. And they're the people that claim it is... could be possibly 400 million years old and a genuine footprint. So we've got that little tidbit of information. Oh, so that was the bones. What's better, meat or bones? That was kind of the bone. Well, we talked about bones.
Meat is juicier.
Yeah, that was the bones.
We've already covered bones, so.
Now, we're getting there. Oh, right, so giant skeletons, just like the one we mentioned before that supposedly was an elephant. Carcass.
Constructed, yeah.
Giant skeletons have actually been found by archaeologists all around the world. And there's documents of this.
Okay.
There's pictures online. Huge skulls, complete skulls. And these people are standing next to the skull.
I have seen some pictures of like big skull, like literally as big as my torso.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And people are saying like, oh, they're a hoax, they're fake. Let's not forget, for years, we thought the Easterhead Islands were just heads. And then
You tunnel down, you go down like 10, 20 metres, there's more of it going straight down to the earth.
It's a full body. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a huge thing. So it's not always what you see is what you get. Do you know what I mean? If you start digging deeper, there could be explanations for this. So these places included Eastern China, Sardinia, United States, Italy, and generally a lot of places these bones are being found.
Yeah,
Chile again, a lot in South America as well. And this one I find really interesting.
A lot of places where early civilizations formed,
mm-hmm.
isn't it, really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. A lot of South America, a lot of Asia, and a lot of Northern America. And Mexico's been brought up quite a lot as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this one I found really interesting. So giant weapons such as swords up to 6 feet tall have been discovered, like full-on metal swords. Now, when you see the pictures of these swords, they're taller than people, obviously, and people are leaning on them.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument there is it would be physically impossible for a normal average human, it just wouldn't be practical to wield a sword that is heavy and is 6 feet long, sometimes bigger.
Yeah, but in fairness, I've seen some medieval swords that are nearing that size. You know, when England was still at war with Scotland,
Yeah.
And they had these massive, what are they called, claymores or something like that? The massive swords.
Yes,
that cross sword, a two-handed weapon, and the blade on it is, like you say, about 5-6 foot long.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be able to, you'd think that it'd be completely impractical, but these people actually used to fight wars with these things.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because I haven't seen the swords that you're talking about. So if they're even longer than... I would guess it would be the size of the actual handle of it, the pommel.
Yeah, like the whole thing is just huge, mate. Like, just I saw one picture of these guys digging up a sword, and just the handle that you hold was like a normal like sledgehammer. Yeah, it's like a normal sledgehammer size, was just the handle. And then that's not to mention the actual blade and like the cross guard.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just something worth mentioning. Like these weapons, like you said, there probably is, you know, people using them back in the day, like these huge weapons. Like you've seen it on history channels and things. But there are certain weapons that I just looked at the pictures and I just thought, they're so big and ginormous.
It wouldn't be practical.
By the time someone's attacking you, by the time you lift it up and swing, you're already dead.
Yeah.
Like, it just didn't look practical. And then there's also been, I mean, this one, you can kind of debunk it, but huge doors and archways found throughout history.
Yeah.
And some people argue, what's the point in having huge doors and archways for the average, you know, 5'10" person?
To show how wealthy you are, for one thing.
Yes.
Doors of Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, yeah, it's very
good. You know what I mean? Massive great arch doorways just to show off how wealthy and impressive you can make these things.
Right, so cross out huge doors and archways. Okay.
But, I'm not saying that they may not have been a practical purpose for them.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's not just to allow. I mean, in our modern day houses, we have a 6 foot door because it was, you know, that's 2.5 foot wide or whatever, because that's what's practical for humans to walk through.
Yeah.
When you go back in time, we're in castles and stuff like that, there would have been horses and carriages coming through the gates and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, they would have had the old guillotines and the slingshots exactly. And catapults and stuff. So, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, ignore that. Just erase the last...
No, it's good discussion, you know? We get to the bottom of it.
I'm going to mention this one as well. So, another thing worth mentioning is... we have giant squids. They've been proved.
Yep.
Giant sharks.
Deep ocean gigantism is a thing.
Yeah. Yep. Giant snakes as well.
Yeah. Oarfish. Giant oarfish. That's like an eel that potentially could be the Loch Ness Monster that you brought up.
Yes. Giant eels. Giant crocodiles. We've seen bears that have broken records. They seem to find a bigger bear each year.
That alligator in Florida that walks across the middle of a golf course that's like the size of a minibus.
Yeah, and in recent reports as well, there's been cases of giant sloths in certain areas. I think it's Peru.
Giant South America, sloths,
that are like the size of humans. So,
fair play.
I mean, that's another argument, is if you can get giganticism in... Is that the right word? Giganticism?
Yeah.
In animals, why not humans? And we do see it in humans. Like, you've got Andre the Giant, you've got the Big Show, and they have got that, I think it's to do with the pituitary gland or something, where they just keep growing.
Something like that, yeah.
Something along those lines. Andre the Giant definitely had it, and he just couldn't stop growing. So you do get rare cases of that kind of thing. So it is worth mentioning, like, if you've got giant animals that are popping up more regularly. There's obviously stories of Megalodon and giant squids attacking pirate ships back in the day. Why couldn't you have giants?
Well, exactly. You know? There was that guy in America at the turn of the 20th century that ended up being like 7'8" tall, or 8 foot somewhat tall. He's considered to be the tallest man in modern society, or modern history, recent history, because of medical conditions that he just didn't stop growing.
Yes, I think I've seen that in the Guinness World Records. They put him next to the shortest person.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a huge difference, isn't it?
I think the only thing that he could do to make a living was like tour with the circus and, you know, be part of the freak show or whatever.
And that makes sense, doesn't it? Now we get to the conclusion, my friend.
Right, yeah.
Have you ever heard of a process called petrifying?
Yes.
Being petrified. Yes. Right? Petrified giants. Now, for anyone that doesn't know, Well, being petrified.
Petrification.
Yeah, I'm not talking about petrified as in
organic matter being turned to stone.
Yes,
basically,
yes.
Yeah.
So, I went down a rabbit hole.
Right.
Now, the giants of old are supposedly, I don't know how to go into it. Essentially, there's mountains and there are rocks all around the world. And again, I could give you the coordinates of each one, but there's so many. I'll just list off some countries. You got Chile, America, South America. We've been through it all, Asia.
Yeah.
Now, on the sides of mountains, and in some cases, actual mountains, and I'll show you some pictures after this, and we'll find some stock footage, right? There are mountains that are quite clearly a face, or a face and a hand, and they're made out of stone. Now, the stories are, back in the day,
I see where you're getting at
millions of years ago, these absolute giants in the ancient world either died or fell asleep or whatever. We'll go with died.
Yeah.
And due to petrification, which, if people don't know, that is water, mud, and volcanic ash over time, isn't it? Being covered with a layer. Yeah. It just kind of turns you into stone. And when you see some of these pictures, there's one in Hawaii as well. I've got to find you the one for the stock footage. There is a mountain that it literally looks like a woman is on her side laying down. And you can see the head, the face. There are so many examples of this. And there's just faces in the side of a mountain. There's one where it's so far up a mountain, there is no way, unless you've got ancient technology that we don't know about, there is no way you're getting up that mountain to carve a face. And why in the side of a mountain in the middle of nowhere that's been discovered? Like, it doesn't make sense. It's not in civilization. But also, I said Medusa earlier.
Yeah.
The old myth of Medusa turning people into stone.
Yeah, petrifying them, yeah.
So there's a conspiracy that is not a load of rubbish, that back in the day there could have actually been an ancient device that could have actually turned people into stone, which is the story of Medusa, and it turned these giants into stone, and it resulted in cliffs and mountains. So,
well, I've got two thoughts on it.
Yeah.
One is more scientific than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The fact that we see giant faces on mountains, we also see Jesus Christ in a slice of toast.
I knew you were going to say this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Humans just naturally see faces where faces aren't supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? There is a word for it and it escapes me at the moment. But yeah, we will naturally see a face in just like, you know, a cookie or the clouds or like, say, a mountain, something like that. That could be partly what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Because over millions of years, mountains erode in weather, you know, wind, rain.
And the probability of all those years, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, the giant, if it was a petrified giant, wouldn't look the same now as what it did a million years ago when it got turned into stone.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is aliens.
Right.
There are plenty of people that claim there are many species of alien that are in contact with Earth, some of them being giant humans.
Yes, like the Anunnaki.
The Anunnaki and stuff like that, yeah. And it's claimed by those people, by them, these people, that many thousands of years ago, these aliens were here on Earth in these ancient cultures where we've discussed South America, Egypt, and, you know, the Middle East and stuff, that were actually helping humans to develop civilization, may have died here.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the remains that we're finding, the giant skulls, and maybe that giant tomb that you found could have been an alien that was here thousands of years ago helping civilization.
Could very well be.
I don't know. These are just my two theories on it.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it is definitely, but that's another angle that you could look at it from.
Okay. Okay. Well, after this, I'm going to show you the one picture that I've got in mind for this.
Okay.
And I think it will shock you with how much it looks like a sleeping giant or a dead giant.
The one in Hawaii?
I think it's in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I think I... No, Armenia, I believe.
Armenia. Okay.
Yes. So we'll find that for the people to watch on. If you're an audio listener only, just type in giant mountain woman and... And you'll see it, or petrified giant woman. Sleeping yeah, giant, you'll find yeah. it.
Sleeping giant mountain.
But yeah, there is a lot of examples of that around the world as well. So your theory could be very correct. You know, yeah. That's what we like on this podcast is different theories, conspiracy theories.
Different angles of looking at things.
Yeah.
Thinking outside the box.
I just thought, if it's not your theory, what are the possibilities that over time you end up with 80 to 100 plus faces and hands and things coming out of mountains and cliffs and found in the wilderness and rainforest and dense forest and all this stuff. What are the chances that Mother Nature over millions of years has created so many that look exactly like a face if it's not aliens?
And if it's not Photoshop?
I did think so.
If two or more people have taken a photo of the same mountain for the same result to show that giant face on it,
mm-hmm.
then you've got more of a case. Whereas if there's only one person that's been out to Nepal and gone, hey, look at the face in this mountain.
Oh, no, I see what you're saying. My resources, there was some scientific websites and stuff, if you know what I mean. It's not just some random guy's Instagram, like, oh, I found a face like that, because that would be Jesus in toast kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I've actually gone through websites and things, and there's, I wouldn't say scientists, but I suppose they are, I guess. They've said it is
civilian
a
possibility. Civilian scientists, yeah.
Yeah, it's like it is a possibility that this could have been. And I will just say one last thing as well, because I know we're getting on for time now. There are mountains also in America and South America and Mexico where from ground level, it looks like a mountain.
Yeah.
When you get an aerial picture of this, it looks like a chopped down tree to the point where it's even got the rings around it on top of this. And that's another conspiracy that proves, well, it doesn't prove it, but it questions whether giants were real millions of years ago. Was there something big enough to chop down this tree that is the size of a mountain? So,
who knows? So, well, I guess we've got to put it to the paranormality scale then, don't we? And definitively decide whether we believe in these giants. Well, so, through your research, how do you feel about it? Do you think giants are believable?
I love it. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I do kind of... I'm swaying more into the whole giants used to be around.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're around anymore, you know. It's almost like a Bigfoot kind of topic, isn't it? Where it's each to their own, whether you believe it or not. But I definitely think they were around back in the day. I mean, you've got stories in the Bible, ancient Greece, and with the petrified giants... That's what kind of turned me over to being a bit more of a believer.
And when you think, even like dinosaurs are a completely different subject, but dinosaurs were massive lizards. You know, everything was kind of supersized. Well, not everything, but a lot of organic walking around reptiles and possibly even mammals were supersized.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is a
but maybe that wasn't a sustainable life form. Because you're right, you can take extinction events into account and stuff like that, or maybe they were sustainable, but smaller things just kind of won in the end.
Yeah, and I mean, if Abraham Lincoln mentions the fact that giants created mountains,
yeah,
I mean,
scientifically, I heard that the reason why deep sea gigantism happens is because a larger body actually requires less energy consumption to keep it going.
Mm.
So it actually doesn't need to eat as much to fuel itself.
Oh, yeah, you'd kind of think it'd be the opposite, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would. Yeah. But there has been scientific studies to show that, you know, things have got super size because it's actually energy conservation.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, like elephants mostly eat just like vegetation and stuff. They're not getting a hell of a lot of nutrients out of that, but they're massive creatures.
Yeah. Hmm. That's an interesting point. I mean, that adds to the giants for me. So yeah. I'm going to give it. I mean, me personally, I really liked it. And I know there's probably out there like, oh, what a load of rubbish giants aren't.
Shall I go first?
Go on then.
Because I'm going around about 7.5 on this one.
7.5?
Yeah.
All right.
I think there's something to it. But I think there's also reasonable doubt. So I'm going, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going about 7.5.
I mean, I was going to go much higher.
Were you?
I was going to give it an 8.6.
That's fine. You give it an 8.6.
I'm going to give it an 8.6.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that average?
8.05.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. That's not a bad average, is it?
I'm happy with that. So, please, write in if you're a giant. If you're a half giant.
Yeah, if your baby's giant.
Yeah. If you enjoy giants in general, or you are a cyclops.
Or you just like to say, yeah, supersize me.
If you're an extremely large person and people keep calling you a giant, maybe you're a giant. Write in.
Yeah, send in your emails, paranormality.uk@gmail.com. If you're on YouTube, you can comment right down below this video. On the podcast, you can find us on Discord, or you can come and join us on Instagram and TikTok and find our little shorts and our little promos there, or send us a message. Either way, we'd love to hear from you, particularly if you're a giant. And, yeah.
Tune in. Next week.
Tune in next week to see what we've got. Actually, I think next week's episode is going to be a bit of a giant one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not Giants Part 2.
Not Giants Part 2, but I'm foreseeing into the future here.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be quite a big, manly episode.
Oh, manly, manly episode.
Yeah.
A lot of beards involved.
It could be. Could be. So if you want to join us for that one, tune in next week. And until then, I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
This has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. Ta-ta.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in and so good. Thousands of winter deals are in Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
Because we get the latest trends for way less.
Because I've been looking for these.
Because the best deals go fast.
Save big with up to 60% off. Sam Edelman, Sorel, Free People, Cole Haan, and more cold weather finds. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Well, check this out. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.